just physically running behind. I got distracted by something, and then I had some technical difficulties connecting to the hub at home from my truck, so I had to do a reboot, and that seemed to fix everything. Yeah, that happens every once in a while. And other than that, we're cruising along, 6:32. I'm quite a bit further behind than I'd like to be, but I think I'll make it just in time. But all in all, we're doing okay for a Tuesday morning. Did you see that link that I had sent you for those antennas? Or I sent the group?
I did. I didn't open it. I saw the antennas, and is there other stuff that's available there?
No, he just had two of the higher gain 16-foot dual band antennas there. That was all.
Okay. Yeah, but for right now, this antenna that you've loaned me has been doing very, very well, I think. I don't know if I'd be able to get a taller antenna out there, given, you know, what Karen wants me to deal with.
Absolutely understood. Yeah, not a problem there. Yeah, stealth is good, as we talked about before, for many reasons. Yeah, even looking up the brand, it wasn't a brand that I was too familiar with, and I mentioned it to Ross yesterday too, and I had to look up the specs on it and reviews and how it compared to some of the other, you know, name brands, and it said it was comparable to one of the Comet antennas, and those normally run like three something. But obviously it's, you know, in a different price range. And I'm sure in a different price range comes a different quality of product. So, well, that was interesting. I was probably pushing it a little bit, you know, didn't want to hit the brakes hard for a school bus with people behind me as he turns on his yellow. It wasn't red yet, just as he turns on his yellow on Broadway. But here's another car, really, just changing lanes and flying around the school bus. They were really pushing it. So, anyway, yeah, cruising along.
Well, hopefully you get to work on time. Speaking of antennas, my 70-centimeter Yagi that I was working on, I had realized that the plans that I got were wrong. And I have torn that antenna apart, set it aside. I did find another plan for another antenna, another 70 centimeter that was calling for half inch tube. So I got to buy some new parts. So what I'd like to do is return your equipment, because I know it probably won't be a while with the weather changing. Outdoor stuff is going to probably take priority. So I'd like to do is return your equipment to you and so that you have it in case you need it.
I guess I can't stop you from doing that. And I'll go back to, you said this alternate design. You said, well, first of all, you found out that design was not a good design. I'd be curious how you found that out, or were there comments you know, in that feed or whatever? And then when you say this tubing of a different size, are you looking at using tubing for the elements or just for the handle and the boom, if you will?
Yes, so looking at the other design, the spacing is totally different. There is, especially between the driven element and one of the reflectors, those distances are better. I'm trusting that their math is correct. I did find some information in the antenna book from Ross on doing that calculation, so I want to go through and just double check these. But it looks, the spacing looks better. The one that I was working on, the spacing just seemed really, really tight, way too tight, between the driven element and both the reflector and the director. And I'm wondering if that's what caused the high SWR. So this spacing looks a little bit better. Like I said, I'm going to do is go back through and double check the math and make sure it works. But yeah, this is using half inch tubing. I was using 3/4 inch, and oh yes, I am still using tape measure as the I guess call them the radios.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, like you said, you want to go back and make sure the math is checking out. I guess that's a good place to start, and that way you can feel good about what you're going to put together next.
Yeah, I just want to double check it. This guy's design has more components, and he's using it more for structure, to support the reflector and director stuff. Where the other one didn't, similar to my 2-meter antenna, I don't necessarily need it, I don't think. Get some materials, and they'll start building it. I tend to be slower with this stuff. I have too many projects going on, so I tinker a little bit with this, tinker a little bit with that, tinker with this, and so it does take me a while, and I don't want to keep holding your equipment if I'm not using it. I'd rather have it back in your hands.
If you're definitely not using it, I'm sure I can and will. I don't know if it would be this weekend, but whenever it works out well for you, we can set something up, and if you need it back, then we just we make arrangements again. That's not a problem at all.
I really do appreciate all the help that you've given me, Travis, this last year, I guess, with all the mentoring and guidance on all this stuff. This has been, I've learned a ton. Things make more sense now from the technician exam that I took and the general exam. Things just, it's amazing. As you, what did someone once say? That once you, and you might have said it, once you get your license, it's just a license to learn, and I definitely have.
It sounds along the lines of something I could have possibly said. I always have that, line of thinking myself, and in fact, I was talking to Larry yesterday because he's in, but he is considering crunch time. And he's still studying. He doesn't think he's ready. And the current technician pool is only good for another 2 months. And then it's going to switch over to a new pool. And, we were talking yesterday about the different approaches, especially now that he's getting closer to having to buy the new book. And I'm saying, the math's not going to change. They're just going to sprinkle in some different questions so they look different, but for the most part, it's all going to be the same test. So if you know the content, go for it. You don't even need to get the new book. If you missed that date, just go for it and try the test. The second part of it is, when we talked about it yesterday too, you can just memorize the answers and you'll learn the rest as you go. Not necessarily the right way to do it, but if you're active and you're doing like things like you're doing there, you'll start to pick stuff up, and it'll really sink in rather than just memorizing it for the test. Once you actually start applying it, that's when it's really different. And I made it here, and I actually made it here in better time than I thought I would. This is KGPCB.
Yeah, when I was studying for particularly the general exam, as I would take a practice exam, I would then I'd go back and read the ones that I missed. I'd read those sections and make sure I try to understand it. And but I also kind of memorized some of the questions, and you know, or it seemed like I did, because they would, especially on your website, when I would go and I would use, you know, that test, especially if I had 10 or 15 minutes, I was waiting, you know, at the doctor's office or doing, you know, I had a few minutes. It was easy to go in and answer a dozen questions or more. And then it would seem like, oh, yeah, I know the answer to this one. Oh, yeah, I know the answer to this one. So whether I memorized them or not, or I just really knew the content, yeah, that helped a lot. And definitely, I think I only missed a couple on the technician exam and the general exam, so felt pretty good about that. Next is to work on the amateur extra, but I'm thinking I'm going to wait on that until I start playing more in the HF side of things.
Definitely nothing wrong with that approach, and yeah, and I think you'll be fine. You'll be fine when you get there. All right, well, I've got 6:44. And it was a short ride today because of my late start and technical difficulties, but we are here. Sun's coming up. Hopefully it'll burn off some of these clouds and make for a nice day if you're going to get outside. But I'm going to head inside. And, yeah, so this is K2PCB. I will catch you on down the log there, Brad. And if you're out there, good morning, Ross, and we'll talk to you soon. This is K2PCB, 73.
KCPCD, this is KE2GDQ, 73 to you. Nice talking to you as always, and we will talk to you tomorrow. KC2PET, are you there?
KD2GDQ, this is KC2PET.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, Ross. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Just working my way to work here this morning.
Yeah, you're still just a little bit further away. I can tell by the flutter. So you must be approaching Town Line Road. You must have had a good frost this morning out at your place.
Well, actually, I'm here at Erie Street, and just turned on Erie from Pavement, so a little farther along, but yeah, I didn't see too much of a frost. Maybe much of it, but not a lot.
Yeah, I looked out the window this morning, and I saw frost on the cars around the street. So I know that getting out of the village a little bit, frost tends to be heavier, but maybe not. But yeah, it's shaping up to be a decent day, I hope.
Yeah, I hope. I'm tired of the cold. Yeah, it doesn't seem to want to let go. The day keep it on. Doesn't want to quite leave.
Yeah, I know yesterday morning after we chatted, I went out and got stuff to the curb to be shredded, you know, picked up by the village to be shredded, and it was cold. And then even yesterday afternoon, I went out, had to chase a deer out of my yard. And I was out there just for a few minutes, and the wind was cold. I know that I spend, you know, a lot of Sundays shooting in the cold and stuff, but for some reason last night I was just like, you know what, I'm not going to go shoot in the cold again. I'm hoping that the weather changes so next time I shoot it's decent.
Yeah, I wonder how Jeff's doing on his trip. I know he's really excited about going down there. So I think he's going to Ohio. I wonder how he's doing. He's probably a lot warmer than we are.
Yeah, I don't know where in Ohio he was going. Yeah, it's probably warmer. I know that in Austin, where my son lives, they've had, you know, pretty decent temperatures, low 80s during the day. So that'd be nice. I'll look forward to when we get those days.
Yeah, well, I've seen a near miss today. Probably the sun being so bright as it is, somebody ran a red light. I was like, oh, that's interesting. But it looks kind of hard to see, though, with the sun blasting on it. It was red, but, yeah, I guess, no offense, yellow was almost just as bright. bright, and it's kind of hard to see it. But luckily, there's nobody in the way.
I have seen so many people push the red lights, even when they know that they could have stopped. They just go through them anymore. I know, you know, people have learned that there is a delay on both sides. You know, once it turns red on one side, that there's a delay on the other side before it turns green. And so they're just pushing it. And, you know, you might get there 30 seconds or a minute earlier, but what happens if you did hit somebody and really caused some, you know, severe bodily harm or death? Then how would you feel by running the red light? If you're not running that late, just leave earlier or just be late. You know, it's to me, it's worth it.
This was red for a while. It was all close to my mind. It was red for probably a good 5-6 seconds. So that could have definitely stopped, but not. Like I said, like the air fence, like I said, when I pulled up to it, I'm like, well, that's not too bright of a red. You know, everything else is lit up pretty good. It's kind of hard to see in the sun, but yeah.
Well, sorry. Well, that's always the main thing, as long as no one got hurt. I'm sure you've seen enough of those types of accidents. Did you go back and listen to the audio yesterday?
Yeah, me and Travis did. I can't understand why. It was slipping, so I didn't make any adjustments, so yesterday. It was kind of weird. So I did turn it down some. It was tumbling today.
So I'm clipping. Has it been better today? I've been making sure that I hold the microphone further away and more at an angle, so I'm talking over it and not at it. Does that seem to help?
If you're doing it that way, it still shouldn't be clipping. Like I said, I did turn it down. Like I said, I didn't make any changes, but yeah, I'll listen to it today. See if I've made any improvements to it.
Okay, because I want to make sure that I'm, I'm not overpowering anybody, and you know, people are able to understand my audio. You know, that makes sense. That's what this whole thing is about, right? Audio.
But at the same time, I'm going to have a big notice just to try to make it easier for people to connect. But it's still a challenge. Like I said, like you talked to yesterday, all the audio levels and all the radios are all different. So it's kind of hard to pick a happy medium if everything's all different.
Yeah, when I listen to the Morning Brew, I hear all sorts of different audio levels. Most of them are pretty consistent and nice, you know, very audible. And then every once in a while you get one that's really low. The audio is really low. Or some of them have horrible echoes to them, and I'm not sure what causes that.
Well, the echoes, usually they have either something monitoring their audio in the background, like another node, or they'll have a repeater that's hooked to the same system, and so I guess it's kind of helped them listen to their own audio, but at the same time, it creates that echo. And before they talk, they should turn that down.
Yeah, I could see how that would cause an echo, because I was looking here this morning, and I'm thinking I'd like to try one of these mornings, go through Echo Link, and use my headset and see how that works. Now that I've been able to adjust the microphone output to 100% to see. So one of these mornings I'll get that all hooked up and I'll give it a try.
Yeah, I got my other notes here. I've got one in the truck here. I'm trying to put some more filtering on that. And you even know there's like amplifiers have like a hiss on them. I think I got a little bit on that. I don't have any amplifiers, but it may be just the you know, the audio, you know, something in the radio that does that. Try and get the noise floor down more so it's a cleaner, like, signal. But putting some caps and resistors in line with the audio, hopefully that should help with some of it too as well. But, all right, Brad, it's that time for me. I'll say 73 to you, with KD2GDQ, and KC2PET. You have a good morning. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
73 is KC2PET. This is KD2GDQ, and we will be clear of the channel for today. Have a great day, Ross.